You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, 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 what is up, everybody? It's me. It's Blake. I'm back in your ears. Thank you again for spending time with me. I've got another Gear Fest episode for you. And this is one that I did not have any idea was going to happen. And I have to give a big shout out to the dudes from Ashdown for making this happen. I was at their booth shooting some stuff and just talking to them, explaining kind of what I do. And I said, hey, I'd love to interview you guys if you want to come back to the recording booth, you know, sometime here at GearFest. And they said, you know, we would like to do an episode with you sometime, but you know who you should really talk to is Shavo. I was like, oh, like System of a Down Shavo, the one that you guys endorse and have amps with and all that jazz? And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, you're absolutely right, because that is one of my favorite bands of all time. So yes, I definitely should talk to Shavo. So it happened. He showed up when he said he was going to show up. We went in the back room and I found myself in one of those pinch me situations. And it was just a really cool experience to get to talk to this guy. He's wrote some of my favorite songs, and there he was, just chilling, hanging out, and we both had a lot of fun on this conversation. It starts out a little heavy, but, you know, we get back into the music shortly thereafter. But yeah, it was definitely another one of those pinch me moments. So thank you to Ashdown, and thank you to Sweetwater for putting me in a position to be able to make this happen. And I hope you enjoy this as much as I did. It's a little bit on the shorter side, but he had actual things to do. So the fact I was able to get that much time out of his busy day was really just super cool. So here you go. Let's get into it. Boom. Bravo. Welcome to the Tone Mob podcast here at Sweetwater.
Oh yeah, bro. Thanks for having me.
I had no idea that this was going to happen, so I'm pretty excited. I've been a fan for a long time, as I told you earlier, as probably half the campus has said.
Thank you very much, man.
This is super cool. But we actually have somewhat of a connection that I'm not sure if you're aware of, but we have a mutual friend in Morgoth Beats. So
that's my boy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, him and I have been bonding like crazy recently.
He's such a cool dude.
We're making great music together, man.
He's become
that writing partner that I've been looking for. He's great. He understands me. I understand him. So it's perfect.
Can you talk about what you guys have been doing?
I could talk about it. But first, he's actually mixing our North Kingsley record, which is my side project that I've been working on for the last 3 years.
Yes.
And I don't know. I've started working with him on a little side thing where we're writing music together, and I'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But when we did that, I noticed how we bonded.
Yeah.
And he noticed. So we've been kind of just like water, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when we finished the North Kingsley record, 14 tracks, I was like, maybe he should mix it because we understand each other.
Totally.
So well. And he's got one song down already. It's been less than a few days. And so he's going to mix all 14. And then we're going to move on to the next thing with each other.
That's so cool.
We've been writing this crazy heavy music together. It's going to become my solo record. I still don't know how we're going to spin it with vocalists yet, but the music's coming out harder than ever. The thing is the only time I've really not gone against the grain of what I'm natural at is mm-hmm. System of a Down. And I've kind of, all the songs I've brought in have been exactly what just comes out.
Yeah.
Every time I've done a solo thing, or not a solo thing, but like a side project thing, I've always tried to go against the grain, not do what I did in System. So I've been kind of avoiding playing heavy. It's been heavy, but I'm throwing hip hop in there. I'm throwing electronic in there and rapping and screaming. And so I said, why go against the grain? Actually, he helped me do that. Because when I got with him, because I know he does hip hop as well,
mm-hmm.
I thought we were just going to groove to some music, but it just became this like heavy, monstrous sound.
Well, he does Winds of Plague too. That's his background.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just knew his production credits when I met him. You know?
Okay.
We kind of met and worked and got to know each other as we're working. It was really cool, man. It's like, you know, when you surprisingly meet someone, spontaneous it happens.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. So it's really good.
Dude.
So we're working on it. We're about 5 tracks in on that, but I don't want to put so much emphasis on that because I want North Kingsley to be the thing.
Of course.
Because that's the one we've been working on for 3.5 years with my boy Sorrow and Ray, our vocalist.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And we've gone through such an evolution with that group. We started off as like this, the songs that we dropped, you know, in 2020 during the pandemic was like the initial vibe that we just kind of did. It wasn't like planned. It just, that's what came out of us. And, but we've been evolving and I've been dropping as the evolution goes. But when the songs became what they are now, I said, I think an album should be the next step and not more EPs. The reason why I was doing EPs is I think we're in a really weird ADD generation time right now where, you know, you drop an album, people are attracted to two songs and then the other 10 just kind of go away. I didn't want to do that to any of our songs. So I thought we should just drop EP. But like I said, when we, there was like one song we did that kind of became this new sound that we developed and where I'm using a distortion on my bass, sounding like a baritone guitar, heavy grooves with trap beats that sound enormous, not thin trap, thick. And he's screaming and not rapping as much. So it's like coming off of this new abstract style.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using distortion on his voice and octave, you know, like lowering the octave sometimes, raising it, just that like you wouldn't do conventionally, but that, you know, I'm an artist. We're artists. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And it's like throwing paint on a canvas and seeing what happens. That's what we did. And it came out so cool. I was like, dude, we could do an album.
Yeah.
So then we're 14 songs in. I said, let's stop. Make these the best they could. So we worked on each track and now they're all ready. We actually have a name for it. We're calling it Nobody Move.
Sweet.
With the climate today, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just really cool. And he speaks, our vocalist is badass. You know, I always compliment him. He always says stop. But I'm intrigued by him. You know, he's really cool. He's aware of everything. And his views, I agree with half the time. But I still like the way he drops them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's dope.
Well, that's important though. You just said though. You know, it's kind of a joke. But it's like being, that's something that's lost right now. Right? Is being able to like, I don't fully agree with you, but I understand what you're saying.
Problem, you know? That's a big problem in the world right now because it's like, it's not black or white, you know? And I'm not talking about skin color. I'm talking about ideas like, and opinions. It's not just this or that. And if I don't agree with you, doesn't mean I hate you now.
Right.
That's bullshit. And I think the world is doing that right now. It's like, if you don't agree with one thing, all of a sudden I'm not cool with you and I can scream at you and call you names and try to point you out online and throw you under the bus for having an opinion that might be just a spontaneous opinion and maybe he hasn't thought about it or maybe he has. But what happened to diversity? You know, like, I don't know, man. It bothers me the way people view each other. You know, it's like people are, you know, not becoming friends, like losing friendships over one view that doesn't even affect their lives, you know? It's it's crazy.
I think it doesn't give any people any room to expand because I think back, you know, 2 years ago, like, there's things that I used to think and I'm like, I don't think like that anymore, you know?
You change, bro. It's called evolution. It's called like, evolving. It's called learning. It's called, it's, you know, you have to have maybe a bad opinion to have a good one, you know? You need to, you know, it's okay to challenge people. It's okay to think towards the left. With System of a Down, we used to say free thinkers are dangerous, right? Mm-hmm. Now free thinkers are canceled. That's what's happening. You know, you have a thought and you think a little too much about something. Maybe you're like, okay, maybe someone is scared to, you know, take the vaccine. Maybe they've heard all these things about the heart problems and the reproductive. Who knows if it's real? But say they're questioning it. You're going to call that person a stench Republican who sucks, who's a racist, just because they're not accepting the vaccine because others who did not accept it have those views. Like, it's so crazy. You get generalized. Say you don't like Biden, they call you a Trumpet. No, what if you don't like both? What if you're not on any party? You just don't like what Biden's doing. You're going to be called a Trump lover? Like, that's not cool.
It's really weird.
Not
it's
cool.
A bizarre way to think.
Yeah.
And it actually, it's like a complete false equivalency, right?
Very.
It doesn't, like, it's like, well, I don't like Chevrolet, so you must like Ford.
You must, yeah. No, I don't like Ford either, bitch. Like, back off. I like this other thing that, you know, that I have another view, maybe someone that doesn't exist yet, you know, and which is where I'm at, personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either both sides are pretty much at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Look what's going on with Roe versus Wade. Look, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, dude. So anyways, like, both sides have lost their minds. They're both pushing their agenda on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't agree with either one, you're on the other side. No, you're not. There's also this middle ground that, you know, maybe some people, take a little from here, take a little from there, and form your own opinion, man.
I think it's important to try to, you know, I try to do this and I fail sometimes, is to look at the specific thing that you're talking about and just talk about that.
Yeah.
It doesn't, because we're talking about this one thing, doesn't mean I'm talking about this other thing.
Yeah, it doesn't mean just because you have an opinion on this that your opinion is like that because of the group that has that majority opinion.
No,
you know what
it's
I mean?
No, I don't agree with them on that. I just wonder if maybe this one thing.
Like some of the financial things that the Republicans do is, if you think about it, more logical, you know, but some, you know, but then there's the healthcare stuff that I think is logical on the other side. It's like so many different things, bro. Yeah. It's like there's a freedom and there's a not, you know, like I don't believe with making rules for everybody about everything. You can't, you can't be, you know, I don't know, bro. It is what it is. It is what it is. But I came here to talk music.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't do that on purpose.
No, no, it's just, that's just what the world, where we're at right now.
We're
bro.
In a really, really weird spot. We got to a spot where I thought, okay, we're going to get smoothed out a little bit now.
It got worse.
And then it's like, oh man, come on. But you know, what is good though is music.
Yes.
And it lets us express all these things in a way that might even be like more acceptable than conversation sometimes, because, which is sad because conversation is what I do.
That's the best thing, bro, is to have this conversation we're having. And then don't hate me because I'm in the middle and I don't, I'm not even in the middle. I don't even know where I'm at. You know what I mean? With
like
that
I said,
whole
it's like an
shit.
Issue by issue thing.
Issue by issue thing. And then, you know, some you could swear my opinion, have a conversation with me. You, I might listen to what you say and I'm like, oh, you're right. You know, like, and
or
know,
just, I never thought about it.
Yeah,
in
I
that
never thought
way.
About it that way. Yeah. So it's, that's where conversations are good and we're good. And, but people are getting cancer left and right for having an opinion, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Or maybe not even having that opinion. They just said something. Said and they're something, like, oh, wait. Yeah. I didn't think about that all the way through.
Exactly.
You know? Or I said it wrong.
Something I said today could be totally paraphrased wrong and like someone could come at me for it.
Like soundbite.
Soundbite. And exactly. Mm-hmm. That can happen. I hope it doesn't, but.
I don't think so.
This is a full interview, my friends.
My people are pretty, they're pretty cool. They like the longer form. They like the conversations, the whole point. That's why like we start with music and sometimes like we dive into nothing but fuzz pedals the whole time. And sometimes it's like, whoa, what about extraterrestrials? Like, who knows? You never know where
talk
it's going to go.
That too.
Yeah. But so when is, or do you have a date since we're going, we're just going to sidetrack. All right. We talked about that stuff already, folks there.
Yeah.
With the new record, when is it coming out?
We don't know yet. We're, like I said, we're mixing it. So I actually want to see where I can get it. I've done all the EPs myself. Like I dropped it on my own independently. Let me see. This might be something that we kind of shop first and see what kind of bites we get, interest we get from other people to us, you know, maybe help fund it because there's a lot I want to do. I want to do 14 videos. I love visuals, you know, as you know.
Yes.
I love making videos, but it costs a lot of money to do all that. And
especially when you do effort, them the you way know. That you have done them in the past.
Truth. Yeah. I'm not. And then, you know, there's a lot I want to do. Mm-hmm. And now, and we'll see how it goes. But so there's no release date yet, but hopefully this year.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to drop it in 2022, you know.
Absolutely.
22 is my number. So this.
It's your number? Is your lucky number?
22 red, bro.
Oh, there
I
you
got
go.
The
yep.
brand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. Oh, yeah. that's true. Yeah. But yeah, see, that's the other thing. You're into all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when did some musicians, and this is not like a slight towards anyone, but some musicians, they do the music and they're like, that's it. That's all I'm going to do. But you can't seem to sit still.
No, no, it's, if I have things I like to accomplish more things. I love having goals. I love setting goals and then accomplishing them and then moving on to another one.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I switch up. It means I have more facets to me. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And, I've always been a connoisseur of cannabis and, cool like shirts and cool vibes. And I've been a skater since I was like 5 years old and, art. Painting, drawings, video, directing, all that stuff. So I kind of wanted to make a lifestyle brand.
Yeah.
And I have this really good friend I've known since we were like 7 years old. So him and I started talking about doing it together, partnering up. And when I met the grower, his name is Surreal Yields, Suro, Sean, AKA Sean. See, when cannabis got legalized in Cali, I was approached by a lot of people saying, hey, man, you should have a brand. You should have a strain. You should have something. And I just didn't want to be involved like that. If I don't know who's growing it, if I don't know what quality it is, I'm not going to put my name on anything like that. I said, I'll smoke it. You guys grow it. You guys do what you got to do. I don't want to be in that business. When I met Sean and he came in and I went and saw his operation, I was like, dude, this is something. If this is going to be our stuff, then I'm going to back this. I can do this. I know exactly what's going on and exactly what I want to intake.
Mm-hmm.
it's not even about getting high for me.
Mm-hmm.
Weed to me is about the flavors, the scents, the feeling a little bit. You know, I don't like smoking too much where I'm just like couch locked and I'm looking at the space. I think it certain terpene profiles bring out really cool inspirations musically, artistically. You know, there's some of it, you know, reduce anxiety. I think it induces sleep, which I like at night.
Yeah.
So, you know, I take a little edible at night and I'm out for 6 hours. It feels great. I wake up, I'm not groggy. So I thought it was time. This is 2017. I thought it was time I get in.
Yeah.
And we can do it with the lifestyle brand. Since the lifestyle brand was already starting up, I said, we can just make this a cannabis / lifestyle brand. Because the lifestyles that I included within the brand all go hand in hand with cannabis.
Right.
Which is art, skateboarding, music.
Mm-hmm.
And so 22 Red was born. Yeah, the rest is history. We started in 3 stores. Now we're in 3 states.
Nice.
We're in Arizona, California, and Nevada. And we're moving east.
Cool.
You know, but I just want to build these 3 states to be really strong and then move to the next. We do have a bunch of states asking us to come in, but I said, let's halt for a second, build, and then go.
I get that.
I don't like spreading too thin.
Yeah. You know,
it doesn't work well.
I totally get that. Because it's like, a lot of people don't understand this, you know, because outside looking in, you're like, yo, grow as fast as possible, you know? You know, and it's like, that can crush you.
It can. You know? So there's, you know, there's many ways of doing it. There's brands and people and bands and whoever, you know, businesses that do that.
Yeah.
And they do it well. They'll get $100 million loan and they'll build. They'll be like, poof, all of a sudden they're the biggest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to pay that off, right?
Exactly.
You gotta, so there's this always this grind.
Yep.
I like this kind of growth where it's like a 45 degree angle growth,
uh-huh.
where it gradually grows and I think it builds a better foundation that way. It's hard to fall when you're growing like this.
Yes.
That's how I did System. You know, when we came out with System, when we were getting the bidding wars was going on between 3-4 labels, we didn't ask for more money from anyone. We wanted a different plan. We wanted a different model. We said, listen, throw us on the road. We don't want a single. We don't want a single or a video for the first year until we hit a certain amount of records, until we sell gold. Like, don't release anything, because didn't want to be known for a song or a video, because a lot of bands got known for that song and then everything else was just like, oh, it doesn't sound like that song, so we don't like the band. We wanted our initial hardcore fans to be a fan of the group, and so we said, put all that money that you have on radio and video, put that in tour support and throw us out. And that's what they did. It's what Rick agreed to, Rick Rubin. So when he agreed to that, we agreed with him. We said, you're the guy.
Right.
And the rest is history. It worked out. We toured our asses off. And then we dropped a single after there was already a buzz on us.
Yeah.
And then people were like, oh, that's cool. You know? And it wasn't like, when's the next single? They wanted the next album.
Yes.
They want, you know, which is.
I remember.
Which, So that's really cool. And I'm using that same mentality for 22 Red. And I'm going to use it for North Kingsley. It's been 3.5 years. We've dropped 6 tracks. But we're not touring with North Kingsley just yet. We're kind of doing the opposite of like making more music and seeing what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're living in a different generation.
It is. It's a different environment because like, you know, touring's important and live music, I didn't realize, I knew I loved it. I didn't realize how much I loved it till I couldn't get it anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa, you know?
Things our generation's been through or the today's generation has gone through is crazy. Like, you know?
It's hard to wrap your mind around. I mean, it's going to be, you know, looking back in the history books, it's going to be like, they did what?
We're a part of crazy history.
But, yeah.
You know?
Didn't think I was, you know, did not think that was going to be the case when I was a kid. It was basically since 9/11. It's just been like, what?
Yeah, one after another, right?
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Vincent, and I'm here to talk about the Maris Mercury X. My dad's always going on and on about how cool Maris is. He really went off on one about the Mercury X the other day. He said something about a 4,800 hertz sample rate and 99 preset locations and 33 banks, and something along the lines of the most advanced reverb pedal ever devised by man? That's all true, but I only care about one thing. This pedal sounds sick. So make sure you check out the Mercury X and all the other fine products at Maris.us, as well as fine retailers worldwide. All right, Dad, now can I have my talkie?
How exactly do artists get their music on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, all these services? How in the world do you get your music there? Well, in the past, you had to use something called a record label. But these days, you can use DistroKid. DistroKid is the absolute easiest way to get your music up on streaming services, and it's the most affordable way to do so. Not only do plans start at $22.99 for the entire year, that's less than $2 a month, DistroKid also does not take a cut of your streaming revenue, unlike some other services out there. Even better if you sign up by going to tonemob.com/distrokid. That's tonemob.com/distrokid. One more time, that's tonemob.com/distrokid. You'll get 30% off. That's right, 30% off. They're already extremely reasonable prices. So go to tonemob.com/distrokid and get your music out there. But I like what you're talking about with system. I think I don't think a lot of people know that, because I think for myself included, you know, the first time I was exposed, it was, you know, through the radio. It
of course.
Was, which is like, that's one of the last bands I can think of that that's the case for, that where I was actually discovered a band through the radio. Mm-hmm. Most of my other discoveries were, you know, picking
Be
through
online.
Bins, you know, and now online. Exactly.
We were on that cusp.
Yeah.
Like we didn't have to, there was no social media and all that stuff
mm-hmm.
when we were dropping records. So we had to do that like streetwise, like total guerrilla style.
Do you think of like for North Kingsley, are you kind of like taking the street approach to the internet? Is
yes,
that the idea?
Yes, exactly what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to, you know, I'm already hearing things that could go, could be cool snippets that you could release, you know, on like a TikTok thing.
Yeah.
But cool. I'm not doing dances to that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about cool little moments that could become creative for creators to do stuff to,
yeah.
you know, create their own videos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a video maker. So TikTok is appealing to me. Not the TikTok that the little kids are doing with their dancing or their lip syncing.
Right.
It's about when the creators make actual cool content.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
So why not release something and have other people, the fans, create content for you?
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Totally.
And then like vote for the best. You know, I'm just giving ideas now, but these are the things that I've mm-hmm. been thinking about marketing wise to do. Because
yeah.
I've done all the marketing for System in the back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm doing it all for 22 Red. And I think that's one of the things I do good. Some, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm following that.
Yeah.
You know?
So I've had a wild idea for a while, and I've talked to people at different labels, because the podcast is part of a network that is involved with a record label. So, mm-hmm. and well, it's a long story, but I won't bore people with the details. But but I've know some people that know some people, and I've pitched this idea. And then the people higher up aren't too interested. But I feel like if somebody that has, especially somebody that has a fan base already for specifically for their music and for mm-hmm. their art, I'm like, this could really, like the example I've given is like, if Taylor Swift does it, the industry changes tomorrow in my mind.
What is it?
So, and it's because I'm a podcaster.
Okay.
And so I think about podcasting, I think about the podcast platforms and how they work. And they functionally, in the case of Spotify, it's even on the same platform.
Yeah.
It's streamed the same way. You could technically release a record in a few different formats, you know, as a podcast.
Wow, I didn't think about that. That's pretty
cool. Yeah.
That's pretty clever.
And I was like, I did it myself.
That's very clever.
And it worked really well, but I'm so small as an artist, you know, it was like, it worked extreme. I would have to have gotten, you know, I don't remember. I calculated the number at one point, like 30,000 plus streams to get what I got out of it, you know, for, you know, I can't remember what I ended up doing, but a lot better that way anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, that gives artists so much control.
Yes.
And if you could partner with something maybe outside of the traditional music
space. That's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you got to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already thinking about that for the new stuff that I'm doing with Morgoth.
Mm-hmm.
I have plans of how I'm going to get that marketed and funded.
Yeah.
There's ways of doing it that's really clever, and it's not selling out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Which is like giving your shit away mostly and just for someone to do it for you. There's
yeah.
a lot of good ways right now.
Yeah. It just seems like now's the time, you know?
It
but
is.
We have option. Like, there's thousands of people that are going to listen to this.
Yeah. That's great.
And, you know, that's, I didn't have any support.
No, that's
in
having
doing
a voice.
That. Yeah.
That's having a voice and doing it yourself, which is, we should be happy. And
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you should feel good about that.
And so I'm just thinking, like somebody like you, you know, you have all this music, you know, you figure out how to partner with the right people, do the right thing, release it, even outside of something like traditional streaming, like who knows, man, you know?
I'm up for anything for North Kingsley. That's why when you said, when is it coming out? I said, I don't know, because I'm thinking of different ways of doing it. Like I'm trying to see which might be the best way for the style, but I want to get it all mixed and ready. I'm putting a package together.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to see how I can get that package out to the public. But I want, and the reason is not for financial, it's because I want more ears on it. I need more ears on it. Because remember, it's not the same as System. So it's like a lot of System fans are not into it because it's got different styles of music involved.
Yeah.
It's more abstract. And so I just want more ears and eyes on it because I think if I get enough on it, people are going to really adapt to it. They're going to really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to be the right audience.
Yeah.
So there's a way, there's many ways. Like you said, I love your idea. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of different ideas like that that could work.
Yeah.
So I just want to get the whole package done. Get the songs. I really believe in sequencing well. Even though people just listen to songs nowadays, I'm one of the ones that still listens to albums.
I do too.
You know, and I love, see? Mm-hmm. And I love how a song could go into a song and like make another song sound well because the song before it was mm-hmm. so cool or whatever. You know what I mean? Like sets, like shows. I love putting sets together. And it's just like DJing. It's like putting one song after another, knowing what fits better with another. You mm-hmm. know, have it be the ending and the intro working, or having it be the notes working together from the ending to the... So there's so many things. So once I have that done, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
There's many people that are throwing ideas at me. So,
of course.
And I'm open to it. DM me with ideas. Mm-hmm. If you guys have any ideas for North Kingsley or anything, like throw them at me. I'm open to all suggestions
yeah.
at the moment.
Yeah. Well, and that's cool. You know, a lot of people are just like, nah, this is how it's done. This is
no,
how
I'm
we
never
do it.
That guy. You need to listen and grow, man. It's not mm-hmm. about what you know. If you think you know everything, you're done.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you're done.
Yep.
And I don't know everything. I know a lot. I can give advice to others, but I also don't know everything, and I can take advice from others.
Yeah.
So
I like what you said though about like the combining of the songs together to form an actual album, and it's actual a whole solid piece. Cause I set out to write my EP, and I was just going to be doing EP, but because it ended up the way it did, and I did it with the podcast, mm-hmm. It's broken up for streaming now, mm-hmm. but when I first released
it. Was One Piece?
One Piece, 40
you
minutes.
You know who did that? Was Caius?
Yes.
Caius did
yes.
it on Sky. Was it, no, it wasn't Sky. Was it Sky Valley? Or
I think
was
so.
It, yeah. Yeah, it was Sky Valley.
It was Sky Valley.
Where it was like three separate tracks, but mm-hmm. it was three songs in each one. So it was like three EPs as one full album. It was mm-hmm. really cool.
Yeah.
And you had to fast forward to go to the next song.
Yep.
You couldn't skip the next song.
Mm-hmm.
So that got me amped.
Yeah.
But many people couldn't handle that. The ADD generation is like,
it.
Oh, I'm done.
Yep.
I never heard those two other songs. that's what they're saying, probably. I only heard the beginning of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another band that's amazing.
Oh, so good.
Right?
So good.
They were the originators. Not the originators, but they were the godfathers of stoner rock.
Totally. Desert. 100%. It's so good, man. Yeah. Well, hey, I think I could talk to you all day.
Yes, you can.
But
I can too.
You want to go? We'll go all day. We'll do it.
I got other ones I got to do or else I would, brother.
I know.
Thank you. I appreciate you though, man.
Of course. Okay, I got a couple things because I think you are the perfect person to talk to about this.
Yes.
Because you've been around so long and you've done things your own way for so long. If there is somebody right now in their basement making a record, mm-hmm. making songs, and they want to get it out to the world right now, what approach do you think they should take?
They just got to drop it, man. They got to mm-hmm. drop it and hope it gets to the right ears.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way. If you hold on to it, it passes you by. I did that. I was a perfectionist. I was holding on to music for a long time. And then I realized, no, man, just get it out there and promote it somehow. You can do easy promotions through TikTok, through Instagram, mm-hmm. through Twitter. You can, YouTube, and get it out and do. There's so many podcasts right now
yeah.
that I'm sure someone's going to want you as a guest. Go out there. Find mm-hmm. the podcast. Become guests or start your own and talk about it. You know, it's all about going viral online. When I started, there was no internet. There was no making demos at home. There was no nothing. I had to go get a studio. I had to go in the streets. I had to promote at shows. I had to make flyers. I had to go stand there after shows of bands that were similar to ours and stand there and give and have people ask me questions. It was crazy. There was no place I could just go talk like this, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the opportunities are grand nowadays. It's not about record companies anymore. It's not about knowing anybody anymore. It's about just hard work, persistence, and non-stopping. And don't really take other people's opinions too, like, seriously. Don't take it to heart. Nothing's mm-hmm. personal. You're an artist. Be an artist.
There you go. I like that. That's great.
It's the truth.
Sweet, man.
Yeah.
All right. I got two final questions and then we'll wrap this thing up. These are my classic questions that I ask everybody. So first one, mm-hmm. what is your favorite Boss pedal?
The heavy metal one.
HM2?
That and the delay one. I mean, that's, I haven't used those pedals for so long, so they're in my bin of, I got like two bins of pedals. You know, dude, I saw the freaking pedal boards. Like, what is that mm-hmm. selection of pedals here, bro?
I know, dude.
I've never seen that many pedals in my life.
Well, so next time you're in Portland, you got to come to my house.
You have that, yeah. Are you,
it's absurd.
Are you like that? I have two bins myself.
I've got...
probably 10 bins.
I don't know. Last time I counted, it was over 200. I don't know.
200 pedals?
Yeah.
Wow, so that's crazy. I love that. Yeah. Okay. Boss pedal. Mm-hmm. I don't use too much Boss pedals, but I do have some of the old ones. Like I have the phaser.
Mm-hmm.
I have the delay. And I think I have that orange...
DS one.
DS is the orange one.
Kurt Cobain one. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really got into electroharmonics though.
Those guys
are cool. The metal muff was what I
like that
really
one.
Enjoyed. So my favorite setup at home, I know you didn't ask me this, but I'm
going to go for it.
My favorite setup for a while was a Fender 70s Mustang.
Yeah.
Plugged into an electroharmonics metal muff, plugged into, and I'm not endorsing the amp company, but a Mark bass amp, a small one
mm-hmm.
that's a bass amp, but I'm playing a guitar through it with the metal muff. It sounded enormous. Then I tried that exact same thing with an Ashdown and it worked even better. So, but originally it was tried on a Mark bass and it sounded really good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, and I put, then I, of course, my family is Ashdown. So I
yes.
plugged it into Ashdown and it sounded even better because they got this really thick sound. You can totally control it with, you can control the hard state power and you can control the tube sound.
Yeah.
So you can make it a warm, powerful sound. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So yeah. So I'd say the electroharmonics, but I don't know as much as you do on pedals.
I'm obsessed.
So
it's
you
bad.
Could probably yeah. help me out.
I will.
You can
anytime.
Give me some advice on what is cool since you know what I like.
Anytime. Yes. Anytime. You know. Yes.
All right.
I will absolutely help you.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay, cool, man.
Yeah.
That's great. And also shout out to Dan from Ashdown for setting this up.
Oh yeah, that's my guy.
Yes.
My little
amazing.
Brother.
And they're coming on the podcast very soon to get the full Ashdown story. So that's going to be really, really exciting.
You know, I met him when he was 16.
Really?
He came and met me at the London Astoria and I was playing Ampegs. And I swore after meeting him and his dad, I moved poof like that. Went from Ampeg straight to Ashdown and I've never looked back.
I'm really looking forward. I tried a bunch of their stuff out here and I'm a guitarist primarily, but the last thing I bought before I came here, like literally the day before, I bought a bass.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed. I can't wait to go back home. And I told him, I was like, I don't have a proper bass amp.
Oh, you got to listen, bro. Like, I swear by them. I really do swear by them.
Mm-hmm.
They make a lot of new gear. They're very innovative. They've been doing more and more recently. And I love seeing their, like, I spent a good long while in their booth right now, just mm-hmm. checking it out and seeing what they got. They got the new Bluetooth speakers. They have bright, they're so light. The new 100, they're really good. Just go check them out.
And because I know a lot of my people like the pedals, Geezer Butler.
Yeah, I love that one.
So cool.
We're actually talking about doing a set for me.
Oh.
Yeah. We've been talking about it today, actually. We had a long talk about it, and we're going to go back and design a few. I might do bass and then maybe have a guitar one, too, because I play a lot of guitar.
Yeah.
So why not have something for that, too? But we're going to start with the bass because people know me for that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Yeah. All right, final question.
Yes, sir.
And this is the controversial one. You thought we got controversial before.
Damn.
But yeah, this is serious.
Here we go.
What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Damn. Mm-hmm. They're going to cancel me for this one.
I know. they try to get me every episode.
Oh my God. Dude, that's a good question. Because I love pizza, but I've been really like watching my figure.
Yes. You're looking good.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. I do like the white pizzas
mm-hmm.
when they got like the mushrooms and the truffle.
Yeah.
I like that. But I like veggie pizzas mostly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some mushrooms and olives.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
I'm a big
thin
fan.
Thin crust. Yeah. And not much sauce. I'm not a big sauce fan.
Yeah. Just
since
enough.
Since I was a kid. My kids are the same. Like mm-hmm. if I order a pizza for the kids, I have three kids. I have to always tell the pizza place, like extra, extra light sauce. Because anything, if they see red, they're not. Yeah, they're like, oh, Dad, I can't do the tomatoes. But I was like that, so I relate.
Yeah.
I get it. So yeah, like I think simple, thin crust, mushroom, olive, black olive,
mm-hmm.
some jalapenos.
With oh, now you're talking.
Yeah, jalapenos. Yeah. I like spicy food. So
I do too.
I add jalapenos to everything.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it, dude.
So there you go. The controversial one answered. We're good. I think we're good, right?
We didn't talk about pineapple, so we're good.
Ooh, right? No, I can't do that. Are you into pineapple?
No.
No, mm-hmm. not into that Hawaiian mm-hmm. stuff.
No.
I'm into Hawaii and stuff, but I'm not into the pineapple on my pizza.
No, thank you.
you know? No, but maybe if I'm really ripped on some 22, that might, you know.
Everything sounds good, right? It's like, oh, like, yeah, let me get all of it.
Hell yeah, bro.
Dude, this was fantastic.
I enjoyed it. Thank you so
much. Welcome back anytime, and you can hit me up anytime for anything, man.
I will probably for the pedals when I'm designing ours. I'm going to call you because you're the pro.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be like, dude, what do you think of these three?
Ah.
You're going to tell me, well, you know what? That one's been done too many times. I'll be like, okay.
I like that.
I need that.
Okay. We'll get this together.
See,
this
suggestions. I take it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do this. We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Okay.
Thank you.
For Shavo, this is Blake. And as always, folks, good luck and good tones. All right, folks. There you have it. I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I did. And if you're a patron, you've already heard it, or at least you already had a chance to hear it because you got it before anybody else. That's right. If you've been supporting the show, I've been putting out the GearFest content early for all of the patrons to hear. We are going to be back to our regularly scheduled program very soon, where it's just extra bonus episodes that very, very rarely ever become public. There are hundreds of hours back there of extra conversations for your ears. And if you would like to support the show and get access to those things, it is just $5 a month. And it seriously helps so much. Every week, extra bonus content, plus the whole back catalog is back there. And, you know, it really is a massive, massive help. And I thank you to the patrons who are currently and have supported for a long time, and anybody that's able to sign up in the future. It really is a massive help. And if that's not in the cards for you, as always, please share this with a friend. That is the main driver of listeners to this show. Unlike, you know, YouTube or Instagram or any of the other platforms, there is no real algorithm to push this thing. It has everything to do with you telling your friends, you rating and reviewing, and you helping push this along. Well, you and me. I'm always pushing it, though, and you know that. So thank you so much for checking this out. I hope you enjoyed it, and have yourself a good one. Goodbye. One last thing before we totally sign off here, I just want to remind you that if you do any shopping at Stringjoy, that's Stringjoy Guitar Strings made in Nashville, that will help me out as well. As I've said for years, I'm heavily involved in that company, and I really do think they're making the best products on the market. So if you would like to try custom strings, go to tonemob.com/stringjoy and check them out today. I seriously, seriously, seriously love what the team down there is doing. I help them out with all kinds of things, and by you supporting them, you are also supporting me as well. And hey, you need some strings, so why not get some custom strings just for your guitar and playing style? Again, the link for that is tonemob.com/stringjoy, and that will take you right to their website, and you can do all your shopping through there, and that will help everyone involved out. So thank you very much. Talk to you next time. We are brought to you by the wonderful folks at Gun Street Wiring Shop. Yes, Gun Street Wiring Shop. I've talked about them before. I used to say based out of Bend, Oregon, but guess what? Sean moved to my neck of the woods. Sean's in Portland. Sean is awesome and has helped me with a bunch of stuff lately. And if you have wiring needs for your guitar, he can help you too. If you want to get weird with it, he can get weird. If you just need to spruce things up a little bit, there's your guy. He takes all the guesswork out of doing your guitar wiring, and he makes it simple, and his customer service is top-notch, and I can't say enough good things about Gun Street as a company. I really respect Sean and what he's all about, and the product is top-notch. I've got 3 different guitars that now have Gun Street harnesses in them, and I could not be happier. So go to GunStreetWiringShop.com and check them out.